coach of the Cowboys after a very successful college football career. Oh yeah, y'all know where he was. He coached the Miami Hurricanes. Yeah, very successful coaching career. But you want to know something? He divorced his wife after 26 years. Praise God, after becoming the football coach of the Dallas Cowboys, because he said that she was, and I quote, unnecessary, a counterment, and a distraction to winning. He went on to say winning football was his number one priority, and his sons were second. What a tragic. On the other hand, the coach that the Dallas Cowboys had just replaced, praise God, was a guy by the name of Tom Landry. How many of y'all remember Tom Landry? Yeah, that's the hat. Praise God. Who said these words, and I quote, he said, "The thrill of knowing Jesus is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I think God has put me in a very special place, and he expects me to use it to his glory in everything I do, whether coaching football or talking to the press. I am a Christian. Christ first, family second, football third. What a remarkable man." So walking with God means, praise God, that sometimes we are going to have to leave our families behind. But finally, and as I get ready to
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Awesome ruler, gentle redeemer.
God with us, yeah. You are tuned into the spiritual heart of the
in an in-depth look.
All together, this is what we like to call you, Gina, Jesus.
Let's tune in. That's what as Evangelist Ronald Bell takes you further
you were born
into the Word
in a manger,
of God.
Manger born,
but on a tree.
Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and being tender and warm. You got to have a tender heart, a warm heart, and a loving heart toward one another. That's what God says. And you can see the opposite of what I'm telling you now. You can see the opposite of it in the church, in the streets, and in your home. You can see the opposite of that. There's no loving spirit. There's no kind spirit. There's no gentleness, you know, and meekness in that. You know, everybody's on their high horses. And that's not what God says. The Bible is our guide to everything we need. Everything that we need is right here in this Bible. And we need to take this Bible to ourselves, and we need to begin to do everything that God says, because this is what's going to save us, saints. This is what will save us. You know, we need to let God's word be the truth and every man a liar. You know, our ways and our rules and those regulations, it have to come from God. It's the only guide that we have is coming out of the Bible. Everything else is not right. It's perpetrated by Satan, and we don't have any business following anything that Satan says. You know, God's word is faithful. God is faithful. You know, he will supply all of our needs. And all of those needs are supplied in the Word of God. But we got to take God at His Word. You know, the devil, his hands is all over everything that's in the world. But how we keep the devil's hands off of us, we got to keep calling the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. You know, it gives us power when we start calling on the name of Jesus. You know, and when we start telling Satan he's a lie and get behind me, Satan, then we're walking in the ways of God. We're doing the things that God has called us to do. You know, we can run through a troop and we can leap over the wall that Satan has put in our way to stop us. Saints of God, we ought to know that these scriptures have a purpose for us today. We can run through a troop of demons and devils. And we can jump over that wall that Satan has placed there to stop us. We don't have to be stopped. God don't intend for us to be stopped. Satan is not powerful enough to stop us. But we have to use the Word of God in order to do the things that God said we can do. You know, he has a spirit that's not, that God does not endorse. Satan does. And it's evil. And the only way we can do it is we have to bind the works of Satan. And we have to loose the Spirit of God. We need to be smart and as prepared as Satan is. You know, Satan got hordes of things that he got placed in the way to stop us. And he's ready to loose it at any time. So we have to be just as smart as Satan. You know, we throw out one scripture, you know, at the devil, and we stop him, and we talk about it for a year or 2 years after that. And you know, Satan have arsenals of evil stashes of things, demons and devils and ways that he could get at schemes and all this stuff. He have a stash of that stuff just ready. So when he see a little crack in your armor, when he see a little crack in your armor, he's going to start throwing that stuff. But how many of you have the Word of God in your heart so that when Satan come against you, you have 10 scriptures you could throw at him and you don't even have to pick the Bible up? Saints, we have to be prepared. We can't run around here unprepared. We can't do that. We're to be kindly affectionate one to another. That's what the Bible said. With brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. We are supposed to prefer one another before we prefer anybody in the world. We're supposed to prefer one another. You know, we should be so careful, you know, so careful to love one another, to help one another, to go see about one another, to make sure that everybody is doing good, that we can get to. Everybody in the church is doing good. You know, we're about to see, we're supposed to see about church folks. See about them first. Take care of them first. Take care of their needs. And he said, don't be slothful in business. You know, don't be slothful in business, but be fervent in the spirit. He said, be fervent in the spirit when we're serving the Lord. That means be warm in the spirit when we're serving God. This is, God is telling us how he wants us to serve him and how he wants us to use his word to do the things that he say do. But how many are listening? We have to listen to the scripture. And when we listen to the scripture, then God is going to do what he say. And then verse 12 says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulations. Now, saints, I think we could close the book up right here, because I don't know nobody that's patient in tribulation. You know, I know people are saying to God, you know, it seems like we call on you, Lord, and you have an answer. Lord, hurry up and answer us. You know, and we start telling God to speed it up. Lord, speed up the process. You know, we go back to Psalms where David started telling God. He said, Lord, speed up the help that you're giving me. Speed it up, Lord. Hurry up and help me. Come and help me speedily. But how many know that God will stretch us a little bit before he'll take off some of the things that he's allowed to come upon us. He'll stretch us a little bit just to see how our faith is and to see how we're going to stand in faith. But guess what? He always brings us out. He never leaves us in a situation. He always brings us out. So we have to remember to be patient in tribulations. We have to be patient in tribulations. And we have to continue in doing the spiritual things that God has called us to do. When we're going through the storms of life, we have to continue to be patient in tribulation. And we have to pray. You know, most folks stop. They stop praying. They stop reading the scriptures. And they go back to the same old place where they were. You know, wondering, when is God going to work? When is he going to do? Wonder, do it matter to God that I'm going through this? But yes, it matters to God. But you have to stick to the plan that he has put forth in the word. You know, the word says, continue instantly in prayer. You know, and we know what that word instant means. You know, it's a short space. It's a short space of time. We know about instant coffee. We know about instant grits. We know about popcorn that's popped into. We mean, but thanks to God, we know about this instant thing that's going on. We're living in a society that is instant this and instant that. So we have to know that when we're our prayer life, the Bible says we're supposed to have just a short burst of time that we don't pray. A short burst of time, like that at that 1 minute. Popcorn or 3 minute popcorn and that 1 minute oatmeal and grits and coffee, that's how long we're supposed to be without prayer. And all the rest of the time we should be praying. So if God said it, if the Bible said it, we can do it. Say man ought to always to pray. And we should always pray and not faint. There should always be just a few minutes during the time that we're not praying. It should always be only a few minutes that we're not praying. So here's what I'm talking about, how you can pray, and you don't necessarily have to be on your knees in the closet with your hands clasped together. You can say Jesus. That's a prayer. Jesus' name is a prayer word. Just say Jesus. Just say thank you, Lord. Lord, I love you. All of these are prayers to God. And guess what? He hears all of those prayers. We too can walk and we can talk with God just like Enoch did. He walked and talked with God all day, every day. And he was saying things like, Lord, I love you. Lord, I care for you. Lord, what should I do? How should I walk before you? How should I live before you? Lord, tell me what your words say. We can do the same thing. We can be working at IBM. We can be working at any factory. And we still can pray. Because nobody hears what you're doing. Your mouth can be working and they don't even hear what you're saying. So saints of God, let's get in the habit of doing that. And verse 13 says, distributing to the necessities of the saints, given to hospitality. See, we're supposed to be distributing to the necessities of the saints. We're to be given to hospitality. God is serious about how we are to live this life and how we are to put to practice the things that he has said that we should practice in this life. Saints of God, we have to be able to change what we're doing, and then we can change the world. We can't change one word that God has said. We can change the world with the words of God, but we can't change one word that God has put in the word, in his Bible. You know, if we're to get through this natural pandemic, you know, and the spiritual pandemic that we're in, guess what? We're going to have to use the word of God. We're going to have to fulfill all the things that God said for us to do, and we're going to have to do it continually. We're going to have to fully abide in the Word of God.